Superintendent Ember Conley is not involved in the recruiting process to find her replacement. She says it's common practice to not be a part of the search and selection of the new leader of the school district.
Right. So the schedule right now is based around the consultant's schedule. So the anticipation is that they'll meet from 3 to 6 p.m. to look at the semifinalists for the superintendent opening. And then they'll come back into open session, do the normal business with the consent calendar, and then move forward with policies that we need to be able to adopt and post. Typically, though, what the consultants do is they go through the applications with the board. Then they help select anywhere from 3 to 6 candidates. They typically don't select more than 6 out of the pool.
The names of the semifinalists should be released, and Conley does not expect the recruiters to withhold those names. She says it would be expected that candidates would let their districts know they are being considered as a finalist to head up a new school district.
Again, typically it's an exciting time for the district, and it would be a good time to be able to release those names. And I'm familiar enough with HYA, who are the consultants, that is their typical practice to do that. They do get approval from the candidates that, yes, your name is going to be released. So I don't anticipate that you'll need a grandma.
As Conley gears up to take on her new position as superintendent of the Mesa, Arizona Unified School District, she continues to offer transitional support for Park City.
As I've stated before, the superintendent in Mesa, his last day is May the 25th. So 2 weeks ago, I spent some time down in Mesa, starting to meet with the team, the community. I will be going back down next week for a couple days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So when I'm not in the district, we have a point of contact for any emergencies. Ranges anywhere from Tim McConnell, HR director, to Todd Haber, someone at the cabinet level that is that emergency contact.
Conley says the school board in Mesa has been gracious in understanding her commitment to Park City.
We're going to be keeping our home here in Park City and, of course, love Park City, and we want the success of the school district. We have an incredible team that's getting excited for the new superintendent, and so it's important on my professionalism to make sure that there's as much transition as I can possibly give.
Superintendent Conley's final day with the Park City School District is June 30th. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.